Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Of your goodness, when I think about the greatness of the Lord, when I think about how good he's been to us, his goodness, how it actually runs us over, it actually takes us over. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all to be able to join us today on this review. This week's lesson has been a real interesting one. I truly have been enjoying the Word of God in light of redemption. And I said, for those that don't know, the enemy don't want you to know the truth. I wonder why. Well, I'm glad you asked me. The reason he don't want you to know the truth, because that will set you free. One scripture said make you free. So, if you, Satan don't want you to be free. See, because he wants to keep us under his domain. That's what he wants to do. He wants to keep us under his domain. Hallelujah. Before we get started here, I noticed we hadn't had a sandwich in a long time. I'm going to ask Evangelist Renee, if she'd be so kind to give us a sandwich. Hadn't had one this week. That's if she's available. Let me see.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, excuse me. Get down.
Yeah. Mom.
Hallelujah. Well, some kind of way we lost the should be back. Pastor, would you like to give us a word of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this day. Thank you for the broadcast. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for the listeners and those that are listening by internet. Father God, we ask that you just have your way as we be in this review together. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against us, Father God. And we want this word to go forth, Father God. We know that we are true worshipers, and we must worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Lord, be with all those who ask us to keep them in prayer. Be with all the bereaved families, Father God. Be with the sick and the shut-in, Lord. And have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. And we give you thanks for all things in Christ Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Evangelist Renee been having trouble with her phone, so it might have had a dropped call because of she's having issues with the phone. But however, God have commissioned me to tell the entire world to focus on the heavenly sanctuary. And I just want to throw this out here, brothers and sisters. You have to believe in it. Have to believe in it. If you truly believe in Christ, you truly believe in the heavenly sanctuary. If you don't believe in the heavenly sanctuary, you don't believe in Christ. Well, how can you tell me that? Well, just read it, brothers and sisters. You'll see. If Christ is in ministering of the heavenly sanctuary and you're not there with him, hello.
Come on. Come on now.
Oh, I don't believe like that. I don't care how you believe. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how you believe. Doesn't matter how I believe. That's what the Word of God say. Now, you have a choice to choose or reject.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 4, and those people, they were those that just reject. And for them rejecting the promises of God, well, for those that rejected the promises of God, do I need to tell you what happened? Read it over there. They weren't allowed to enter into that rest. This rest we're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got her back. Like I said, I know some things been going on with the phone. Let's see if she's able to do that then before we get into the review. Evangelist Renee. Okay. Like I said, she had told me she'd been having trouble with her phone, so maybe she was able to get. Okay. Well, over with on her. Our foundational scripture is found in.
Pastor?
Yes.
I'm back.
Okay.
Can we do this now?
Amen.
It was my granddogs that jumped up and created havoc then. Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm going to start. Do a little different. Okay. The first piece of prayer. Ecclesiastes 12th chapter. Okay. 12th chapter, 13th verse. That's the whole story. Here now is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey his commands, for this is everyone's duty.
Amen.
everyone's duty. You don't, so I don't know. Okay, so the prayers. I'm sorry. No, but that's it, more. Okay. No, I do. Let's. We're not gonna have the kind of sandwich I would like to give us this morning.
What did she say?
You're not going to get the kind of sandwich I wanted to give this morning.
Okay.
So I'm going to put, like I said, that one verse, I want a bigger sandwich.
That's fine.
Well, we're going to put in our sandwich. By his stripes, we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. And that other piece of bread would be Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then I'm going to put Psalms 121. By his stripes, we are healed. And that's the same with that warning. But we get two of them at.
Well, thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. God bless you.
So glad to be back.
So happy you were able to share that. That means quite a bit to me that you were able to share that one.
Amen.
From the book of Hebrews, the 8th chapter, and the first 2 verses, and let me say this, too, before I really get started. And y'all will hear me say this several times this week, because God done told me about his injustice. There's an injustice against God, brothers and sisters, against the Word of God. Seriously, there's an injustice against the Word of God. And who will speak up for the Lord? Who will speak up for his word and declare and decree that his word is true? Who will?
All right.
Well, the Bible says we have been made able ministers of the New Testament to do that. This injustice against the word of God, brother and sister, it needs to stop. When I tell you that the Lord had told me to tell people, you know, his, and I know a lot of times people think, where he did that.
You cannot be certain.
God, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Page 165.
I'm sorry.
Our Redeemer says, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love me.
I guess that's right. If a man love me, he will keep my word. That's what the Redeemer said. That's what the Lord say. If you love me, this is what you will do. You'll keep my word. So those people who are giving injustice to the word of God, they don't love him. Because if they did, they would keep his word. In other words, they would do his word. So the review this week dealt with true believers. Not any kind of believers, but true believers. So we go to the 8th chapter. And the book of Hebrews, the first and second verses read like this. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the psalm, we have such an high priest who is sit on the right hand of the throne of the majesty on high, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. In essence, we have such a high priest, authoritative right alongside God, conducting worship in the one true sanctuary built by God. Amen.
So there is a true sanctuary because there are many false sanctuaries.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, because I know we talked about a lot this week, but it's about being spiritual. The spiritual sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The Bible says we are a spiritual house. Now, everybody don't want to receive the truth, but if Christ is truly your high priest, then you're about the spiritual sanctuary. That's what you're about. So
Amen.
You don't have any problem with Hebrews 8.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you don't, you got a problem with it, because all you want to do is do what the old covenant is about.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not sure about the old covenant, do your research. Do a study. Tell somebody about it. A lot of people don't. They think the church is a storehouse. That's not so. Do your research. That's my thing. If it's something that you're not sure, do your research. You're free to do that.
Amen.
See what a storehouse really is. And see,
mm-hmm.
just how this guy, he said, oh, well, everybody got to pay their tax. I said, no, they don't. You go back and you read about the Levite. The only people had to pay tax is people who had it. And the people who had it was those people who, now, let me tell you why he said this. Because he said, if you don't go to church, how you going to pay your tithes? See, in the Old Testament, they wasn't going to church to pay their tithes, but they would, when God would bless them, they would honor God by giving a tenth of what, but it wasn't commanded that everybody do that. But it was a law, per se, so they had it. You would give to show God your appreciation. But if you didn't have it, you didn't give it. For no law. And if it were a law, and you find it as being a law, then do what the law say. But in the New Testament, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. So that's why this is so important. Know that we're talking to believers, not those that keep the law. Those that keep the law keep on going to the building. But for those that are new, God has made you the building. 1 Corinthians 3:16-19, 18-19. Read them all. Know ye not, you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Well, Peter says, and we're going to go here, because I need to show you this is a spiritual thing, brothers and sisters. That's what I need to establish going forward pretty much in every lesson. You got to think spiritually because you are a spirit. You're having human experiences. We are a spiritual house. In 1 Peter 1:3, will you read that, Pastor? 1 Peter 1:3.
Okay. 1 Peter 1:3. From the King James. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen.
Did you hear that? He's gotten us again.
Mm-hmm.
That's spiritual now. That's spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the right to serve a true and living God in a true and living way. And
yes,
this way is spiritual.
Hallelujah.
Not in the flesh like the enemy want us to believe.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading, what was that, 1 Peter, I think it was 1 Peter, I want to say it's the 2nd chapter, and around about the 5th verse, it says this, brother and sister, because I just want you to know that you are spiritual. It says, ye also, as a living stone, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice. Isn't that interesting? That's what we have to give. That's what we offer. Spiritual sacrifice. Hallelujah. Which is acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. You can read it back at the, wherever you lay it.
Amen. The Message Bible, it says, present yourselves as building stones for the construction of a sanctuary vibrant with life, in which you'll serve a holy priest offering Christ-approved lives up to God. Amen, amen.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, when you began to live this spiritual way, just like Christ was rejected, you're going to be rejected.
Amen.
See, because people are looking for something they can touch and feel and see. That was one of the scriptures we had. I think that was Monday. Another scripture we had over there was 1 Peter 4, 6, and 2. Let me see. Was it 1 Peter 4, 6, and 2? So let's look at that one. I read it out of 4, 6, how did I get that? Oh, I know. We read 2 and we read 6. Then we went back to the 6th verse. I'm wondering, I know I made this note here. It says this, no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of man, but to the will of God. This is what we're to do. The 6th verse says this. It says, for this cause was the gospel preached to them that are dead, that they might be judged accordingly to the man in the flesh, but live to God in the spirit.
Amen, amen. So from the New Living Translation, verse 2, it says, you won't spend the rest of your lives chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do the will of God. And then the 6th verse, that is why the good news was preached to those who are now dead. So although they were destined to die like all people, they now live ever with God in the Spirit. Amen, amen.
Yeah. I'm going to say this, brothers and sisters. If you've been crucified, now I can go to Romans 8 real quick, but if you've been crucified, that's what Colossians 3 says, if you've been crucified, that simply means if you've been risen with Christ, then seek those things above, where Christ sit, and not the things beneath. Set your affection on things above.
Yeah.
See, people, they want their affection to be on the law, on what's going on in this building and going on in that building. Man, let that crazy stuff go. Get spiritual minded, and you're not concerned about what's going on in the building. Your concern now is what's going on in heaven. That's what you all want to know. You all want to know what Galatians 2 and 19 says. You all want to know that. See, when you don't homiletically arrange sermons for people that used to that kind of stuff, that it's a thought that you ain't preaching, you ain't teaching, because you're not putting it in their box.
Have mercy.
He says this in Galatians 2 and 19. For I thought through the law am dead to the law, that I may live unto God. The 21st verse, the 3rd verse says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, whom loved me and have gave himself for me.
Oh, praise God, praise God. Amen. So verses 19 and 20 from the Message Bible, it says, what actually place is this? I try keeping rules and working my head off to please God and it didn't work. So I quit being a lawman so that I could be God's man. Christ's life showed me how and enabled me to do it. I identified myself completely with him. Instead, I have been crucified with Christ. My ego is no longer central. It is no longer important that I appear righteous before you or have your opinion, and I'm no longer driven to impress God. Christ lives in me. Amen, amen.
Ooh, now, let me tell you what this really is saying in layman term. And thank you again, Pastor, for that. Listen, brothers and sisters, who are you trying to impress? You trying to go to church or are you trying to be the church? Who are you trying to impress here? If you're going to impress God, let the stuff die. Let it go. All that stuff was a shadow of the things to come. But now that's dead. That old covenant stuff is dead. It's gone.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, we were talking also about worship. One day we talked about worship and I think it was in Luke. Was it in Luke 4? Well, we talked about several scriptures pertaining to worship, but one of them was Luke 4 and 7 that says this, if thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. That's what Satan offered to Jesus to do. Jesus said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thy worship.
All right. Amen. From the Message Bible. Worship me. And they're yours, the whole works. You wanted 7, didn't you, Pastor?
7 and 8. You're good.
Okay. And then the 8th verse said, Jesus refused again, backing his refusal with Deuteronomy. Worship the Lord your God, and only the Lord your God. Serve him with absolute single-heartedness. So let me read that. Jesus refused again, backing his refusal with Deuteronomy. Worship the Lord your God and only the Lord your God. serve him with absolute single-heartedness. Amen. Great.
Brothers and sisters, this is what Jesus said. Said it to Satan. Satan was hard for Jesus to worship him in his way. How is he going to worship Satan? See, that's the question. He was going to go into the temple and do the stuff that Satan wanted him to do. Now, this might, like I said, do your research. Christ couldn't perform his duty in the earthly temple. He only did what he had to do with the temple to fulfill the scriptures of the law. That's the only reason he went in there. When he went in there and he read Luke 4, when he went in there and read Luke 8, and he stood up, that was the fulfillment of the scripture. He says, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. You know, that was when the Messiah was to come. God had promised. So God had to keep all of his promise by the same token while it was yet standing, the old covenant. God was busy keeping his covenant and making a new one at the same time. How I know that? Well, when you go to the book of Hebrews, which we will, I just want you to follow, brothers and sisters. Follow along. Maybe God will give it to you, you know, because you really need it. Mm-hmm. When he was talking about the promise, he said, you don't, because see, some of the people, they have gotten out of the way of truth. They have gotten out of the way of wrath. And what God was speaking to the people about was that they were to enter into this rest and stay there. And this rest was in him.
Come on now, say that.
See, the gospel was preached to everybody. Don't fool yourself. Everybody don't hear the gospel. Well, what is the gospel? The good news, the truth. Hey, you free. Everybody don't want to hear that. Some people don't want to be free. They want to be left alone. They don't want to mix what they heard with faith. In other words, they're not interested in acting on what they heard.
All right.
The Bible says we which I believe. Now, we do enter into that rest. That rest is in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe I can go back and show you what I'm talking about. When I talk about worshiping God, not buildings, not people. People go to church, and they'll tell people, go to church and get you a wife. Go to church and get you a good man.
All right.
That's not why to go. You need to go to church. You need to go, period. You need to get in the Word of God. That's what you need. We're supposed to go on worshiping God. You can't worship God in spirit and in truth in no building. Can't do it. I'd like one person to prove to me that you're worshiping God in spirit and in truth. If you would just prove that to me, how you do that one. Can't do it, man. I'll tell you what, it's too many distractions.
All right.
Worshiping God is not preaching. I mean God is his word. Worshiping God is not the choir singing. I get it. I know what you're coming from. Because, see, I know. I've been in the word in churches, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But to really worship God, give him what he deserves, reverence him like he should be reverenced. You can't do it, man. Too many distractions. The deacon bowl. The choir's arguing. I've even seen some of the potentate argue. I've seen armor bearers argue. One lady had two armor bearers. Well, now it's my time to carry the pastor this and carry pastor that. I mean, what a truth is. How are you worshiping God? That's not worshiping God. Give me your chewing gum. Give me your chewing gum. Well, I'm praying. Give me that gum. You can't chew that gum in here. I'm sorry. Think about it, brothers and sisters. Is that really worshiping God in spirit and in truth? That's how you worship? Jesus said to the woman over there in John 4, 24, they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know nothing about worship. They thought they did. They was up there going to a well, going up there to that well. Every time you look around, they was going up there to that well. And Jesus had to tell the woman. He said, woman, believe me. The day is going to come when ye shall neither worship in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, that day has arrived. We're not to be worshiping in Jerusalem. Now, for those that may not know this, I'm going to tell you. In the Old Testament, they had to go to Jerusalem. They had to. It was a must. Once a year, they carried a sacrifice. So either you're going to do one part or you're going to do it all. You can't just like do what you feel like doing. That's not the way this works. Either you're going to live by it or you're not.
All right.
Jesus said to the woman, yeah, you don't even know what y'all worshiping. You don't know why you worship. You don't even know why you up here. At least the Jews, they worship for salvation. They know what they're doing.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Jesus said to that woman, look at him, the Father is looking for people to worship him in spirit and in truth. Man, if I can just add something to that, and it won't be here in Jerusalem, it won't be up in these mountains, that ain't what he looking for. You up here by this well, that ain't what, God looking for true worshipers. Listen, brothers and sisters, going to be a true worshiper, then you go into Hebrews 8, you go into the sanctuary, to the holy sanctuary, the one that Moses made a copy of. See, that day has arrived. These scriptures are being fulfilled daily, but you can't be thinking fleshly. You got to think spiritually, because that's what God wants. He said he must. Now, this ain't no, well, you can, or 50-50, 60-40. No. God is a spirit. And they that worship him, you must be in the spirit.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
So now I made my case. They're asking you to pass the bucket. I thought you were there worshiping God.
All right.
You busy passing buses. You busy talking to the usher. You busy talking to the person about the ball game. Hey, you know that game come on day. It's going to be a good game. Man, that you know, the Cleveland Indians, they playing the Atlanta Braves. Man, that's going to be a, whoo, that going to, and you busy talking about all this stuff. I thought you was up in there to worship God.
All right.
And how much time? It's really, you want to talk about time, how much is really given to worship God? And then how much is given to worship God in spirit and in truth? So, let me invite you, if you will, to worship the Lord, your God, in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to church. You want to be the church. You want to be what Christ is. What you want to be. You want to be where Christ is.
Yeah. Amen.
I know that was for everybody, but if you have a, if anybody have any comments so far on what we've talked about, but brothers, I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to continue to talk about this sanctuary until every one of us get it. until we all come into the unity of faith, to the full stature of Christ. You got to know Christ is in the ministering in the sanctuary. You're not there today. You're busy over there paying money to some organized church. Okay. Anyone have anything they want to share? Press one or just start speaking. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, Pastor, I want to read John 4, beginning with verse 21 through 24 from the Message Bible. It says, "Believe me, woman, the time is coming when you Samaritans will worship the Father neither here at this mountain nor there in Jerusalem. You worship guessing in the dark. We Jews worship in the clear light of day. God's way of salvation is made available through the Jews, but the time is coming. It has, in fact, come, when what you're called will not matter and where you go to worship will not matter. It's who you are and the way you live that count before God. Your worship must engage your spirit in the pursuit of truth. That's the kind of people the Father is out looking for, those who are simply and honestly themselves before him in their work. God is sheer being itself, spirit. Those who worship him must do it out of their very being, their spirits, their true selves in adoration." Amen, amen. So that's why you say this is spiritual. This is our spiritual walk, because we have to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen.
And one other thing. Listen, brothers and sisters. If you are a new creature, see, it doesn't say what you look like or what you, it says you're a new creature. The inside had changed. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things, that is, all things, hear that, all things have become new. Even your worship, even your offering. In the Old Testament, they offered up animals.
Amen.
In the New Testament, we offer spiritual sacrifice.
Amen.
Spiritual. Not physical. See, money is physical. When Christ is the end of the law and everything associated with it, he ended it. Don't tell me about no money. Well, I know in the New Testament, he said lay up and then to begin another week. And brothers and sisters, please understand truth. God always been a giver. He want us to be a giver. So you lay up some money in case, and say how much, just lay up something. And if you see somebody that have a need, instead of turning the brother around, show him how good God has been and bless him. And say, hey, man, God bless me with this. I'm going to share this with you because I know you know your light's out, your rent. God said, Jesus said, the poor you're going to have with you always. Can't get away from them. You got relatives you don't even want to help. See, it's just something that you're going to get born again. Don't even talk to me until you get born again because you don't know how to talk. You want to make excuses for everything. Ain't no excuses.
Right.
No more excuses. Excuses days is over.
All right.
If you're going to, you can't love God and hate me. You can't want to do for God and won't do for me.
All right.
You can't do it. You got family members suffering And then you're going to say, oh, well, because he did this or she did that. I ain't helping them. See, them kind of God put in your path to see how you're going to operate.
Yeah.
Because if he give you a total stranger, we know you ain't going to help him or her. Even though we commissioned to help him, you wouldn't do it. I know that. Remember? Luke 10. But anyway, anybody else have any other comment before we get back on? Let me tell you what. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, having therefore these promises, dear beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from filthiness and from fleshly and spirit perfecting holiness in the fear of God. What is he talking about? What is he talking about? The second verse says, receive us. We have wronged no man. Oh, wow. You ain't been taking their money. You ain't been tricking them. So we have wronged no man. We have corrupt no man. We have defraud no man. I speak not to this as a command unto you, for I have said before that ye are in our hearts to die and to live with you. So when you read this kind of stuff, brothers and sisters, let the Holy Ghost give you interpretation of it. What you need interpretation of, and what you want to get an understanding, ask the Lord for understanding. Somebody said to me yesterday, and I told him, I said, since we have these promises, friend, let's get them. Tell me about the promises of God. That's what I want to know. And then tell me how to get them. Don't brag on you and your ministry down there in Warner Robins, Georgia. I ain't trying to hear all that. I'm going to hear that. That ain't helping me. You want to shine a light on what you and your ministry doing. People like you, because you just didn't promise them chairs. You delivered chairs. Big deal. They going to sit in them chairs till they go to hell. And you will be held accountable for them. Because you won't tell them the truth. And you'd be surprised, people who know the truth, but they won't tell you. But I'm going to leave it there with that particular incident. Then I'm going to go, unless you have something to say, Pastor, on that, before I go to Hebrews 8 again.
No, Pastor. Thank God.
No, you got something to say, Pastor? Want to read out the Messenger Bible?
What verses was that, Pastor?
That was 2 Corinthians 7, first three verses.
Okay, go to the Message Bible. With promises like this to pull us on, dear friends, let's make a clear break with everything that defiles or distracts us, both within and without. Let's make our entire lives fit and holy temples for the worship of God. Trust us. We've never hurt a soul, never exploited or taken advantage of anyone. Don't think I'm finding fault with you. I told you earlier that I'm with you all the way, no matter what. I have, in fact, the greatest confidence in you. If only you knew how proud I am of you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then we end up going back to Hebrews 8. Now, anybody got any scriptures in between that, that you know, the Spirit might have told you to bring them out. But for sure. But we went back to Hebrews 8, 1, and verses 1 and 2. And we talked a little bit about Christ being a high priest. And the question is asked, is he your high priest? And if he is, how do you know that? Are you using him as your high priest? See, Christ is a high priest with or without you. You got to know that. Now, you become part of his ministry when you allow him to minister to you from the sanctuary. Isn't that how the worldly do it? Ain't that how worldly sanctuary operate? Whoever the minister is, you allow them to minister to you. Well, what's wrong with allowing Christ to minister to you? Well, he's ministering to me. How you know that? Are you seeking the things above where he sit? Are you allowing him to be your priest? Because, see, Christ has a royal priesthood, not an earthly priesthood. That royal being spiritual, not of corruptible, but of the incorruptible. So we talked a little bit about that, about Christ being our high priest. And the way we know that, because we allow him to minister to us, because he is the minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. So we got a little bit into that one. I think that was about, I don't know exactly what day that was, but okay, because Wednesday we finished up, but it might have been Friday, because Hebrews 13 and 1 was another scripture we dealt with right after that one. So let me find Hebrews 13 and 1. For those that we're not jumping off, because these are scriptures that we talked about during the week, and you may have missed some of the base for these scriptures. And but what it was referenced to, you have to almost go back and get the tape. But these are things that we talked about. Well, we are to love continually, be not forgetting certain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. And remember them that are in bound, as bound with them that are. Excuse me. I need to find that. Okay. What we talked about, I got Hebrews 13 and 1. I don't have anything by that one. But anybody else? Got something, Pastor?
Yeah, I could read that. You say Hebrews 13 and 1?
Right.
From the King James, it said, let brotherly love continue. From the Message Bible, it says, stay on good terms with each other, held together by love. Be ready with a meal or a bed when it's needed. Why? Some have extended hospitality to angels without ever knowing it. Regard prisoners as if you were in prison with them. Look on victims of abuse as if what happened to them happened to you. Honor marriage and guard the sacredness of sexual intimacy between wife and husband. God draws a firm line against casual and illicit sex. Amen. So that was 1 through 4, Pastor.
Yeah, I think we did. And as I looked at these notes, trying to find it, but I think it had to do with the fact that even though people, they don't accept it and receive it, you still need to continue to love each other. And don't forget, you know, act like Christ, because you never know. Some of these same people don't agree with you. They could be angels. And then that agree with you, they could be angels. And you have to pretty much entertain them and then even know it.
Yeah. Amen.
So this word is for everybody, you know. Especially the believers.
Yeah.
Anyone else have any other comments or anything? Press one.
I think we also read Hebrews 4. In verse 3, when you're talking about rest.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So let's see, Hebrews 4 and 3 from the King James. It says, "For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." So from the New Living Translation, it says, "We know it is ready because of the place in the scripture where it's mentioned the seventh day. On the seventh day, God rested from all his works." Amen.
See, God has a day of rest. Now, we have a rest, and God has a rest. And we're to enter into his realm, into his rest.
Yeah. Amen.
So, let's, thank you. Anybody else? Yeah, we need to enter into that his rest. Hallelujah. Well, if not, we thank you all so much, and we'll see you all on tomorrow. Good afternoon. Thank you so much, Pastor.